A tiny, wise old gnome named Pip, wearing a moss-green velvet coat, steps onto his crooked toadstool porch. His silver beard braids are featured with tiny bells that chime softly as he turns. Pip peers down the cobblestone path into the misty forest, where Barnaby's pale amber lantern flickers.
The gnome adjusted his spectacles, the brass bells singing a sharper tune. "Late again," he grumbled, though his eyes twinkled with relief. The lantern bobbed closer, revealing the squirrel clutching a piece of something broken. The gnome stepped back, the porch creaking under Barnaby the squirrel. The gnome sighed, rubbing Barnaby's nutsack. The frantic squirrel paced a hole in Pip's porch planks. "Damn it, Barnaby," Pip murmured, reaching into his pants. "A half an almond for you?" Grabbing the almond, Pip oops exposed himself to Barnaby. "This ain't downtown hanky-panky. Squirrel, you test my nerves."
Barnaby the squirrel screeched, his whiskers vibrating with sheer unadulterated shock. He dropped his acorn. Eyes bulging as he stumbled backward, tripping over his own bushy tail. "By the great oak, Pip," he squeaked, clutching his chest. "I came here for a locksmith. Not a gnome drop exposure. Yikes."
Flicker flashing a seed from her glowing vial, Fiona snapped, "Quiet, you chatterbox!" The seed burst in violet sparks, transfiguring Barnaby into a glossy black crow. "Caw!" Crazy squawked, snatching Pip's beard bell as he took flight. Fiona turned, confiscating Pip's flask.
Fiona's soft, amused hum seemed to mellow the group, Pip attuned to the crystalline clink of a glass flute. "Medicine, Pip? It smells more like kerosene and regret. If you must poison your liver before the sun even clears the canopy, at least drink something that doesn't strip the bark off the trees."
Cackling from up in the branches, rustling leaves. "She's got you there, old man. She's got you. Drop the fancy glass, Fiona. Let's see if the problem drinker can jump high enough to catch it. Jump, Pip. Jump, you fat little drunken fart sack."
A violent gust of wind howls, instantly freezing Fiona's glass of wine solid. The radio barked, "Warning! Localized gravity anomaly detected." A loud pop rings out, and suddenly everyone is floating 3 feet off the ground.
"Mr. Sebarese, my friends are tired of you. I'm tired of you. That means we're all tired of you now. I do believe it's time we have a vacation from you, don't you? Let's see. Where shall I send you? I've got it. Enjoy your trip, sir. You'll wake up in your bed in a few days. Bye-bye for now."
And that brings us to the close of our story, folks. Mr. Sebarese has disappeared into Fiona's mystery destination for old bugger butt wipes. The gnome is drunk on Irish whiskey. The squirrel turned into a crow and got cocky. And Fiona disappeared into the mist, dissolved back to her dimension. Bye-bye.